Perman Inc., how may I help you?
Good morning. Is this Sixto?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, Sixto. It's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
Hi. You asked me to follow up with you today about listing Firmont Inc. on the first page of the Google search results?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you're not having luck with other companies either, right?
Well, I mean, I've had some luck, but it's not focused on this particular service area. You got to remember, we do this for different industries all over the country as a Google partner. So I don't gotta just work on one listing all day.
Okay, so how do I know you're not a scammer?
Here, let me show you. You get texting on this number?
Yeah, but if you want, you just can give me a link.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna send you.
I'm on the computer right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could just look up our company, Local Splash. So local, like people in your area, and then splash, like water. And then there's also a website called google.com/partners, and you can verify that we're a premier Google partner. I could send you that link right now, too. Yeah, we've been in business since 2004, so we have over 20 years experience, and we're right next to Google. Like, if you look up our company, and then you look up Google Building 1, which is the main Google headquarters, it's right across the street from us in Irvine, California.
Okay.
So we're right next to Google. So they're the ones who actually create the qualified candidates list that we call out on. So they're the ones who decide if you're eligible for a placement like this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it say, Swamp in Bali?
What was that?
It says Swamp in Bali, where you guys are located. Then
yeah,
175 later, yeah, Swamp in Bali, uh-huh.
Yep, and then if you look up Google Building 1, it's Irvine. So it's like right across the street from us. It's Orange County, California. We're like in the same area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get to this. So how much did you say it was?
The pricing structure I had you quoted at was a discounted price. It was $299 month to month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that'll cover you on the first page of Google for up to 40 miles around your address in Illinois,
okay.
The 60016 zip code. We're going to send a pin there. That's how you get the little red dot on the map. It's called a Google verification pin. So we'll send that. And then you can be listed for up to 15 keywords at a time.
Okay.
So you can pick what you're found for as long as it's actually a service you provide.
All right. I wanted to give it a try and see how it looks. I mean, I've been spending a lot of, you know, money with Home Advisor. I mean,
right. If
it works to try, I guess. So if you said there is no contract or anything that I have to be attached to, I don't want to be attached to any contracts or anything.
Right.
As soon as I say, well, you know, I don't think this is working for me, I can just, you know.
It's going to work. It's going to work, I promise you. It's month to month, though. That is correct. So you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay. If you could do anything with Home Advisor 6, though, I know you're going to love this. I have no doubt.
All right.
All right. I'm gonna create your Google business profile. We only have to create your Google business profile one time for as long as you own the business. So even if you do decide to leave us later, which I don't think you will, you'll still have this Google business profile and all your reviews and everything. So this is something that you'll have long term. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Okay, wait. You said another profile? I already had a profile on Google.
We're not going to duplicate that profile. We'll access it and update it, and then we're going to do an advanced verification. So you have to do a separate verification. I know you have 5 reviews and the 5-star rating and everything, but I just want to make sure all the information matches up with what I submit to Google today.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So you have this number on there, but I'm just asking you, you know, is this still the best number for us and your clients to reach you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then are your hours all the same? You want to go 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, Saturday 9 to 2, Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. And the 725 Ambleside Road is still the right business address?
Yes.
Do you want that address hidden?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, probably. Yeah, you came the right.
Yeah, because it's a residence, so it's like the customers are never going there. Yeah, I can hide it for you. Okay. And then what's your primary business email address where I could send you everything in writing and a receipt?
Fairmont.inc@gmail.com.
Okay, and you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And you spell your first name S-I-X-T-O?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name Fernandez?
Yes.
Okay. And then cash, check, card. Okay. And then the website. It says that you have a website here. It's already hyperlinked to it. You own this domain and everything?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to make sure that that stays. Oh, it's very nice, actually. Okay. So save. Update. Okay, and then we're going to want to interview you, Sixto. So, are you bilingual?
Yes.
Okay, do you prefer English or Spanish?
Spanish is better. I mean...
Okay. All right, I have bilingual representative who could do your client interview. So that way, if
yeah,
you need...
as long as he really understands Spanish, sometimes they say, well, I got Spanish-spoken people right here, but they speak Spanish as I speak English.
Sixto, we're in Southern California.
I know. I'm just kidding, though.
yo hablo poquito español. Mi esposa es salvadoreña. Mi niño hablo mucho español.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, I'm white, but...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, down here, everybody speaks pretty good Spanish for the most part. It's kind of a way of life.
Yes. Yeah, you want to succeed, you have to be, like, multi-language spoken, huh?
Right, yeah. My wife is from El Salvador originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then let me update... Okay, but yeah, I'll have one of our bilingual representatives contact you. His name's Albert. He's bilingual, so he'll be able to go over everything fluent Spanish for you. Okay.
All right.
And then, what's a good time for the client interview? It usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour.
Okay. No problem.
What time works for you? You want to do like 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7?
Right now I'm kind of like working right here in the office, so anytime right now it's good.
Oh,
I mean, if they can do it right away, it's even better.
I got to give him a little bit of time to do his research on the keywords in your industry. How about I have him call you at 12 here in about 50 minutes?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I'll have him call you at the top of the hour. And basically what they're going to do with this is they're going to go over like all the services you provide. That way we make sure we're listing you for the right things. I want to make sure all the calls that you get are like qualified opportunities. I don't want anybody wasting your time. And then also they're going to go over like the service area that we're targeting and then just make sure that we're representing the business properly. So it's a quick questionnaire. It's like 30 questions. They just walk you through.
Okay.
All right. Let me go ahead and schedule that. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Cash.
Well, unfortunately, we can't accept cash. Google wants to make sure they get their money. They don't want us taking cash. It's funny because
yeah,
I used
cannot,
to have
you
people...
Cannot, you, yeah, you cannot say I have a sense of humor, huh?
Yeah, I could tell. I used to have people ask me, though, back in the day. I've been doing this for 12 years. So I used to have these guys like, oh, I'm going to mail you a check. And they were, like, dead serious. Like, we're like, you can't mail a check in. So you could secure it using, like, a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. What
mm-hmm.
works best?
Visa.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Business name, both.
Okay, so let me make sure I add the business name to it. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right, I'm ready for you.
4802.
4802.
Mm-hmm. 0981.
0981.
Mm-hmm. 5594.
5594.
Mm-hmm. 7738.
7738. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0226.
0226. And then 3-digit code on the back?
004.
004. Okay. Let me go ahead and update. You know, it's crazy. I was just looking at the call record. We've called you once a year since 2001.
Really?
Yeah. We've offered you this spot a few times, almost every time it became available, but there was always kind of like an issue. Or maybe just my reps didn't like follow up with you the way that I did.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Well, actually, I can look in the notes and see exactly what the issue was. It could have been pricing or... I don't know. You seem a little off-put by it, too, though. I think they needed to really sit down with you and get you in front of a computer, and maybe they're just calling you at times you're not in front of a computer, you know?
Probably.
Yeah. I understand, though. I'm like that, too. So I don't just go, oh, he's not in front of a computer. Oh, well, he doesn't want it. It's like, we guys got to show him what it is. If you guys can see what it is, it's kind of a no-brainer service. You need it for your business in order for your customers to find you. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you, okay? If I say anything that you don't agree with or understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. All right.
Sure.
All right, so you're on a recorded line 6, though. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Fairmont Inc.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Sixto Fernandez, President.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
I do.
Okay, and in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement during the term of your agreement with us?
I do.
Okay. We know everything you currently have. We just don't
Hold on.
Okay.
When you say another form of advertisement, So if I do like Facebook advertising, do I have to let you guys know?
Yeah, like the Facebook ads we want to have access to be able to run ads for you. So that's really important because we will help you with that platform. But what we're trying to avoid, Sixto, is like we don't want you to duplicate anything. Like, you can't have two Facebook pages or two Google pages, right? We'll get access to the ones that you already have instead of creating two. Because if you create two, it causes a discrepancy. So I know all the stuff that you already have as of today, but it's just saying after today, if you're going to add something, let us know so we can make sure that you're not paying for something we already have or duplicating anything. Does that make sense?
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah. So anything you currently have, if you want to keep doing, it's totally fine. We're just saying after today, just double check that you're not.
Yeah, because usually what I do, if I do like a job, then I sometimes do like a Facebook live, and things like that. So
nice.
I mean, it's not really a advertise.
Yeah.
But at least it gets me out there for the people to see what I do, and you know.
Yeah. So we'll actually do Facebook ads for you. Like the package that I put you on, Sixto, it's A to Z. Like it's called a platinum package. It's usually $5.99 on our website, but I gave it to you for $2.99. And the reason it's usually $5.99 is because it's not just Google. Like you're on the first page of Google, you're on Bing. We create like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. If you don't already have those, you're on Amazon Alexa search results. I mean, it's A to Z. You know, there's Facebook ads in there. So the idea is to cover all your bases. That way we're like a one-stop shop for you. You don't have 20 different phone numbers and 20 different bills you have to keep track of. It's all just us. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay, I see.
Mm-hmm. And then we give you a tracking system that you could download in the form of an app to your mobile device. and you'll have a username and password, and you'll be able to see all the leads we're bringing in for you. You could even request reviews from your clients through the tracking system. So that's a good little tool too. So you shouldn't need anything else after this, but I tried to make sure like I got you taken care of. And then obviously if you want to grow into doing Google Ads or Google Guarantee, like a larger campaign where you cover more than that 40 miles later, we can always do that too, you know, and then we can do something bigger. But I think right now this will keep you more than busy enough. We're coming into the peak time of the year.
Okay.
All right. And it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 20th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 20th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. Now, it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next bill is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
All right. So if you go to your text messages, you'll have two new text messages from us. There'll also be emails, too. We email them to you as well.
Okay.
You got those where it says, like, thank you, Sixto, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So the first link will be an outline of the agreement. The one that says, we sent a copy of the invoice to the email we have on file, and I'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And this is also sent over to your email. So the discounted pricing structure I gave you, even though it's month to month and you're not binded to a contract, it's all documented, okay? And you keep that rate as long as you're with us. It also outlines in there everything we're doing for you, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on that, okay? Try to get that done before the client interview because they're going to call you back here in about 40 minutes to go through the client interview.
Hold on.
Okay.
I click on the link you send me, but it doesn't give me anything else, but it says search result for Local Splash, Partners 1, sorted A to Z, Local Splash, certification.
Oh, that's your Google verification one. You clicked on the one that says localsplash.com/Google.
Hold on.
Yeah. You're going to need to fill that one out, too, but that one takes, you know, you could take your time with it. You could get back to us in a couple of days with that one. That one just asked you to
send it. Okay, so the one it says, please click the following link to confirm our status as a Google partner listed in the Google partner directory.
No, that's different one, too. That was me showing you we're a Google partner.
There is another one that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice and email we have in it.
That one.
Okay, is that the one?
Yeah, it's that one.
Okay,
you click on that. Yep. So this is a full outline of the agreement in writing. So it's going to have all the products and features that we're providing for you in the service. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, all the way down to the bottom, and then it'll ask you to sign off on it with your first and last name. When you're ready, of course. And then there's a hard copy of that attached to or in your email as well. So we'll have it on file and you'll have it on file that you're getting that discounted rate as long as you're with us. So I don't plan on dying anytime soon, but if something happens, you know, you still got the same deal.
Yeah, just to be
always
sure,
good
right?
to have it documented. Yeah, even though it's a month-to-month agreement, we still like to send everything in writing. If you're going to pay us, we need to have full transparency on what we're doing for you.
Okay, when I click confirm signature, it takes me to a Local Splash signing page.
Okay. So the UN and password will be given to you at the end of your client interview. They're going to send you a separate email. That email will have a link to the downloadable app, so that way you could download it to your phone. And it'll have a YouTube video in there. It'll show you how to use it. And then it'll have the temporary UN and password. And you can change the username and password to whatever you want once you log into it.
Okay, so what do I do here? I mean...
Don't worry about that right now. The tracking system's going to be blank until we do the client interview, get your PIN verification, and get the information back in the other form. So it's basically okay. Empty right now. Then there's another form. If you go back to your text messages...
Okay.
Okay, you'll see one that looks similar to that one, but it'll say local splash, and it'll say 6-0 to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. It says, please reply to the email we sent or fill out the form here, and it'll have a link. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. I think you clicked on it earlier, but I just want to make sure you got it.
I don't even have that picture.
You should. It's telling me that it was sent to you here about 8 minutes ago. So there's a one that says welcome. Here, I'm going to send it to you again anyway.
All right.
Yeah. Rather be safe than sorry. But you only got to fill this out one time for as long as you own the business. And it'll ask you to send in some pictures. So it's going to ask for, like, tools and equipment, work vehicle, license plate. If you want to cover your license plate number, you can. Guys ask me that all the time. And then it says business license, insurance, if it's required by your state, business card, business registration, invoice, photo of the workplace. Now, you want to fill this out as much as you can. If you're missing anything, it tells you right at the bottom, if you're missing anything, we could just three-way call the Google headquarters across the street with you on the line, and then we'll just verify it over the phone if we have to. But either way, we'll make sure we get your Google verification done. That's really important. You know, Google verification, especially in your industry as a contractor, you know, people are going to want to make sure that you're actually a verified contractor before they hire you. You know, it's not some, like, random guy off the street.
Okay, so now it takes me to the Google sign-in page.
Sign-in page.
Mm-hmm.
You clicked on that link?
Yep.
And if you scroll down, do you see where it's asking you to upload photos?
No. The last text that I got, it says, local slash, 6-0. To get your Google business profile verified,
right.
Google might require additional information to proceed further.
Yep,
please,
that's it.
Please reply to the email we just sent or fill out the form here.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I click there, it takes me to a...
A form, right? It says Google verification, local splash, Google verification.
Nope. It says access, and it says go to formulas or something like that, and then it asks me for my email address. Hold on.
Yeah, that's it. And you keep going down, it'll say your email, your name, your phone number, your company name. And then you'll see, like, upload picture of tools and equipment. It'll say, like, add file. Upload pictures of work vehicle, license plate, add file. You see that as you scroll down?
Hold on.
Okay.
So we have what? Email?
Mm-hmm. Let's say email, and then it'll say your name, phone number, company name, and then it'll start asking for pictures. Upload pictures of tools and equipment. Upload pictures of your work vehicle with license plate. Upload business license or insurance documents. You see all that?
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So take your time with this. Sometimes it takes guys like 2 or 3 days to get me all that paperwork, but okay. send in as much as you can, and then it'll tell you right at the bottom if there's any issue. You just check that box that says yes, so that way we can verify you over the phone.
Okay.
Okay? And that's it. And then once it's all done, you just hit submit, and then if they tell us we need to verify you over the phone, we'll just call you with the rep on the line and verify you that way. So that's it for right now. Okay? That's going to conclude the initial setup. So I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Okay? And we also have 24/7 customer service. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in. Okay? We've got to make sure it's working for you. If you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. But I'll let you sit down and work with that for the next 30 minutes or do what you got to do there, and then we're going to circle back with you at the top of the hour for your client interview. I'm going to have a bilingual representative walk you through that.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you need anything, give me a call. Other than that, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, and we'll be talking to you here shortly.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.